Now, one of the questions that if I were you, I'd be posing to me is, what is stage 3 rectal cancer? What do you base the patient being stage 3? So, for instance, a patient may start with an endoscopic ultrasound that shows them to have perirectal lymphadenopathy, and they have clinical stage 3 disease, no evidence of distant disease, and you treat them and you downstage them to a T2N0 lesion, what should their postoperative therapy be? We don't really know the answer to that.
When you say that T2N0, you mean pathologically?
Correct. So you've downstaged them from a clinical staging to a pathologic staging that is stage 2 or stage 1 rectal cancer. What is the role of postoperative therapy in those patients? Or what is the role of oxaliplatin in such a patient? Do they now need the oxaliplatin? In my practice, unfortunately, our pre-op regimens don't actually dictate what the postoperative therapy should be. But in a patient who presents with clinical stage 3 disease, I'm giving them oxaliplatin as part of their postoperative treatment, assuming there's no contraindication to the addition of oxaliplatin.
Regardless of what's seen in surgery.
Correct. Even a path CR, I think, would not sway me if somebody presented with stage 3 disease to give them oxaliplatin on the back end of the surgery. Now, we know prognostically that the patients who do downstage, particularly the path CRs, have excellent long-term survival. We still have at least hints of activity for more postoperative therapy. The numbers are too small to really make a strong statement, but it seems better to receive further postoperative systemic therapy than to just have your path CR and say you're all done with treatment.